Welcome to Parenting Matters Now, a source of parenting advice a few minutes at a time.
Do your teenagers have an attitude? Hi, this is Dr. Roger Smith with Parenting Matters Now. Teenagers are touted to have a terrible attitude. They're disrespectful, they're dishonoring, they talk back. All kinds of things happen in the teenage years. And I want to say that usually it's not the teenagers that have the attitude. It's you, the parent. And I want to challenge your approach to the teenagers. And because so much is happening in those teenage years, and I'm not putting all the blame on you, but I wanted to get your attention that there is a dynamic that happens in the preteen and teen years that we often lose track of. And it is a source of a lot of the grief and the disagreement and the dishonoring type of interaction that happens. And so when you say that your children, your teenagers will not listen to you, I want to say, first of all, you need to be the one doing the listening. It is a time where you have, for years and years, been pouring into their lives and talking to them, and they have been taking instruction from you, and they have not questioned you. They have had the faith of a child, but they are no longer a child. And there's a lot happening, and they are wanting to do the talking now. And it is the time for you to listen and to seek to understand, what are they thinking? What is going on inside them? And sometimes their attitude is because you've not listened to them. You've not really listened to what they're saying, and they have not felt like you were interested. You were just trying to control them. So many times when parents are embroiled in a controversy or a conflict with their teen, neither side is listening. And you've got to be the big person as the adult. You've got to listen to them and hear them out and to try to understand them. And I'm not saying that your teenager is entirely right, but they are struggling with ideas and thoughts. And you are the trusted person. You are the one that they should be able to come to and go, this is what I was thinking. This is what someone else said. And what do you think about this? Or they're experimenting with ideas that to you may be totally in conflict with how your family operates. But if you're not a safe place, they're going to talk to other people. They're going to talk to people who agree with them that may not be their best counselor. So it is a very important time for you to begin to practice listening and seek to understand and wait until they ask, what do you think? And so that is very hard for us as parents, because up until the point we get to the teenage years, we've been able to say whatever we wanted to, and they would just take it. Well, as they are transitioning to adulthood and their thinking and their capacity, they're not going to want to just swallow everything that we say. We have to have the kind of relationship where they feel heard, but maybe not even agreed with, but they need to feel heard before they can listen to you. And so the teenage years, sometimes the conflict is that we as the adults have not made them feel understood. So we have to stop doing our talking and be willing to listen to what they're saying. And only whenever they feel like it's safe for them to talk and to tell what's going on in their minds and their thoughts and what are they struggling with, only whenever they feel it's safe for them to say those things will they begin to talk to you. So find situations. You know, we say that a shoulder-to-shoulder type of sitting arrangement, like in a car, sitting on a park bench, sitting at a lake where you're both looking forward and you don't have to make eye contact. Those are safe places for a child to be able to say something and not fear your eagle eye, your evil eye, looking back at them like, how could you say that? How could you think that? And we... it's safe for us to be able to control our emotions and go, I've not thought of that. Tell me more. Where'd you get this idea? I would like to hear more about it. It is very important that we control our emotions in those situations, because if a child feels threatened, they will stop talking to you. And that's not what you want. You don't want silence. You want communication. And when they feel safe, they will begin talking to you. And the teenage years are challenging because our role has changed. And you're big enough, you can do this thing. But you have to get control of your own fears and your own emotion to be able to stop and listen. But do it. Listen. Listen well. It's Dr. Roger Smith of Parenting Matters Now.
Subscribe to Parenting Matters Now for more advice, or go to rogersmithmd.com to search for more topics. See you next time.